The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with tools, tips, websites, resources to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a large business, car dealership, a medical or dental practice, a franchise owner or dealer, or you simply are an entrepreneur and you're ready to launch that business, we will coach you through every play from financing, website tips, marketing, advertising, employees. We are the Sport of Winning, and we will coach you to success. Today, we're going to be outlining how to maintain and manage your online reputation. If you have any comments or questions, we are in a recorded call today, but you can reach us by emailing us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about Video Broadcast Services. We are an exclusive marketing firm. Our choice for driving qualified traffic over to your website and business, video. It is said by 2018, 80% of all web traffic will be video. YouTube is the second largest search engine. If you're not using YouTube, you're missing out on half of an online powerhouse to drive qualified traffic to your website. Enough about us, because this program is about you. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Marcia. Yeah, this is really an exciting show that we're going to be talking about today. And one, I mean, we... In the past show, we've talked about data security issues, website optimization, you know, marketing, and all of these things come into play, and then they really kind of converge onto this one topic of today's show, which is maintaining your online reputation and making sure that it's positive. And we've, you know, in the past, we've had clients where we've helped them with reputation management and in boosting their online reputation, especially when someone has negative reviews or negative things being said about their company on the internet. I mean, it's important that we address and tackle those, and you know, hopefully avoid those. But not everything's avoidable, and so when or if that does happen, that we tackle those and are proactive in responding to them.
Right. We just had a client this week that was panicked. Had some bad reviews, didn't know how to get in, and didn't know how to do it, but really didn't even have the time to do it. And that is, unfortunately, we that is part of what we do at Video Broadcast Services. I mean, that's just a given that's what we do, but we don't highlight that enough, Kyle, which is probably something we should do because it is important. In fact, I just had a meeting with an energy company last week, and they were talking about that they wanted some assistance with their online reputation management. And that is something that we offer free of charge. That's just part of what we do. But, yeah, a lot of people are very frustrated by the level of damage that can be done because people are always quick to tell you when they're unhappy, but very rarely are they running out to tell you when they are happy. They do that, but not at the same percentage. And it's become a real problem. Restaurant owners that I interview on a consistent basis always tell me the same thing. I know it's my competitors going in giving me bad reviews online, which I can't even wrap my head around that. But I believe it because I've heard it enough times that I know that it happens, which makes you in an industry that you've got to be even more vigilant. Because restaurants, I think, are probably restaurants, maybe car dealerships, I think, are another one that are subject to that as well. I mean, any business, really. I mean, when you think about it. But I do know that in the more competitive, the more likely you probably could have competitors going in writing crappy reviews about your business to kind of damage your reputation online. But I don't know, Kyle. I mean, let's just start breaking it down step by step. What is the first thing that somebody needs to do in order to tackle that monster?
Well, I guess it comes down to making sure that you're providing a good product and that you're able to, provide it well. And if you are doing that, I mean, obviously you can't please everyone. So when you come across a negative review or if someone's left you a negative review, the worst thing that you can do is just let it sit and not respond to it. You have to get in there and respond to it positively. If you go in there and say, you know, and you're responding to a negative review and telling the person, well, you weren't very nice in our office or, you know, this or that, that's going to be a double whammy against you because people are going to look at that and look at how you responded to a negative review, and that's going to be another negative reflection on your business. So it's important when you respond to negative reviews, you know, telling them thank you for the feedback. We appreciate you coming into our office. We would love the opportunity to, make things right. Please call back in and schedule. We do our best to make sure that all of our clients and customers are well taken care of or something like that, something that's mm-hmm. positive, open, and responsive.
Right, and I do understand that a lot of business owners simply don't have the time to do that. The office manager might be your point person to help you with that. Another thing that you can do is you can set up a Google alert for your website and find out anytime somebody's researching or posting or something, you're going to get alerted to that, which will be kind of a little just a reminder for you to go in there and do that. But, you know, there are companies out there that will do it. I mean, again, that's part of what we do as an added bonus because it all ties into everything else that we do. But, for the most part, you hire someone to do a radio ad, they're not going to go online and check out to make sure that you have good or bad reviews. But it is a part of business, and it's unfortunate. But I do believe with the Internet getting as intrusive as it is, for the lack of a better word, everybody's subject to that. And unfortunately, I mean, it's shocking what you can find out about people online and, you know, good, bad, and the ugly. And, you know, unfortunately, it's something that you definitely need to do. I can't agree with you more, Kyle, about, you know, making sure that you're not ignoring it. I do think some people have that mentality that, well, that's the Internet for you. There's nothing we can do about it. And it's out there, but I could not agree with you more. You definitely have to go in and respond and at least try to make an attempt, because people that are looking at those reviews, if they see that there's been an honest attempt to rectify it, to me that can kind of negate it a little bit. But also, I think some people are realistic. You can, for me, I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe you'll agree with me or disagree with me, Kyle, but I do think a lot of times it's pretty easy to tell when somebody's being realistic about a review or somebody's just being over the top. And I do believe there's, a lot of that goes on as well.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the one client of ours that we recently were responding to some negative reviews for, I looked at one of the profiles of the person that had written a negative review, and literally there, that person had written 250 plus reviews, the majority of them being very negative towards companies. So,
wow.
I just don't know how anyone has the time to do something like that. But apparently this person did. And so really, like what you were saying, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. And unfortunately, you can't delete them. They are what they are. And the best thing that you can do is respond to them and, just... you bite the bullet and thank them for their feedback about your business, because that's really what you have to do.
Right. I didn't know that about that particular client, that person had 250 and most negative, mostly negative reviews, which that begs the question, are they just a professional negative review writer, which I know they exist as well as positive review writers. You can hire people to go write positive reviews on your website and onto Yelp and so forth. And so, I guess the moral of the story is, you can't believe everything you read and hear, But at the same time, I think nothing speaks like your own experience. And I think at that point, you can always ask people. In terms of like a restaurant, I think it's pretty easy. I don't usually rely on online reviews for that. I usually, to me, a review is when someone refers it, like, oh, you've got to go try such and such place. The food is fabulous. And they'll even tell you, you know what, you might have to wait a little while, but it's worth it. Or, you know, the service is, the food is great, the service not so much, but it's worth it. Or the service is great, the food's not 100%, but we enjoy the place so much that it's worth it. I mean, you really have to take everything into consideration. You always have to take into consideration the person that is referring you over. You know, do you find them to be the type of people that are, you know, have really high expectations, low expectations, and, you know, it's always, in my opinion, just that, an opinion. And sometimes you really can't base it off that. But to completely ignore, as a business owner, the good, bad, and the ugly that's being written about you online, and I definitely would respond to the good ones as well, because that shows that you're very proactively not only trying to respond to the negative, but you're trying to retain the positive as well and ensuring that those people come back and showing that you're actually engaged and care about what's being said about your company. So super, super important. Kyla, any other things you can think of that people can do to manage their reputation and, you know, really try to stay on top of it?
You know, I mean, a lot of times too, it's asking for a review. You know, if you have a good client, a happy customer, ask them to go on to Yelp or your Facebook page and leave your company a good review. That can help your online reputation, because when you have more positive reviews than negative reviews, people are going to recognize that and see that for what it is. And so, you know, asking, there's nothing wrong with asking someone for a positive review. But like what you also mentioned earlier is responding to positive reviews as well. That's really important, and telling the people, you know, I appreciate your positive feedback. Thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to seeing you again. And that also speaks volumes that you're open, responsive to not only the negative reviews, but also the positive ones.
That's right. The moral of our show today is you must respond. And if you're not responding, you're really setting yourself up to show the public that you don't really care, that you're not engaged. And I get it. I completely understand. You barely have time to run your business, but there are companies out there that can help you with that. Again, that's one of the side things that we kind of add in as an added service. And we've got a couple of other arsenals in our toolbox that we use to you know, to handle those negative reviews legitimately, which, you know, there's a lot of people that will tell you, oh, we can get rid of those, and what they're really doing is not kosher practices. So you have to be careful about that as well. But again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have useful information such as how to, you know, negate your online reputation and promote your online reputation, or you have a service that you think would be useful to a small business or even a big business owner, or you have a maybe even a podcast that you've done that we could interview you about, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697. We'd love to hear from experts on their respective industries or anything that you're good at that you think would benefit our audience. We would love, love, love to have you on the program. You can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, that email is info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.